This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Chefs, 24 culinary showdowns for 24 hours straight. Which chef will outcook, outpace, outlast the competition?
No chef
escapes the clock.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing, Sunday night at 8. See it first on Food Network. Stream next day on Max.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
3, 2.
Brunson, walk-up three-pointer, he got it!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Finds Beasley with one, he dropped it out of bounds!
Norman Powell, big-time shot! He's got 24, Clippers up 9.
Earlier on the show, actor Corey Stoll. Coming up, Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh. Director and producer Ashley Underwood. Plus, your phone calls, what's more likely, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to hour number 2 of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the air. And I'm a happy guy because I'm a neighborly fella. And our neighbor from across the way has kindly come right down the street from the Chargers facility. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers and the head coach of the national champion, 144th team in the history of University of Michigan, is none other than Jim Harbaugh. Hey. Good to see you, sir. Right?
Great to see you.
Great to see you.
And literally, it was about a minute and a half drive over here this morning. And I was just, same place you've been in for a long time.
That's
but
right.
I think it's been like maybe 4 or 5 years since
it's been actually, I've been here. It's been about eight.
Eight?
Yeah, you were just fresh back on the sideline in Ann Arbor.
The only way I could get here is if I was out here for a recruiting trip,
right,
or
exactly.
Get on an airplane, you come all the way over here,
right.
And then a minute and a half drive this morning.
And as you know, there's nothing more Southern California than to take a right and a right in a car when you could just walk it yourself. That is the most Los Angeles thing you could do is drive a minute and a half.
People ask me what my commute is. My commute to work is 2 stoplights and 2 stop signs and about a 3.5 minute commute, and people are like blown away.
Is your commute here shorter than the one in Ann Arbor? Potentially, did it take you longer to get to work to drive to work?
It's pretty much the exact same because I had a lot more stop signs.
Right.
Kind of twisting through the Ann Arbor Hills.
That's right.
Over to Packard and then to State Street.
Oh my God! I know exactly what you're talking about. And plus, the facility's right here that you just pointed out. And the stadium's not too far away either. I mean, if you think about it,
and throwing the airport, that's
it's right here. Everything's
and the beach is, the beach is about,
life
six
is,
or seven blocks away as well.
Life is good. That's awesome.
Pretty good. It's pretty darn good. And I just wanted to point out that your 40 time is going in the wrong direction. I have a solution for you.
Okay.
Oh,
and that is?
Train with us. Train with the Los Angeles Chargers.
Ooh.
Ben Herbert, our strength coach.
Oh, my God.
Will get you right.
Sold.
And you are literally a minute and a half from our facility.
Yes.
I offer you that training.
Oh my God!
Wow. Done.
All right.
I mean, you haven't really been in the nines since 2020.
I have not been. Here's the deal.
But you look in great shape.
I appreciate that, but I don't train for it.
And
you've met my wife. Susie. That pisses her off. She gets very. She's like, why don't you train for it? And my answer to that is I'm kind of like an everyman out there, just running in my suit or whatever. But I accept. What do you? Thank you. Number one, my God, yes,
Let's
accept.
Go.
I will attack each day
within just figure out what time you like to work out. We'll get out a consistent schedule.
Well,
are you an early morning guy? Or are you?
I am not really an early morning guy. I mean, I
like to get moving. I like to get things flowing a little bit.
I bet I certainly wouldn't be the first one in. Let's put it that way.
It's okay.
We will. But I will say this and ask you this is when do I start? Because again, I just ran it. So my next run is going to be next April.
Mm-hmm.
When do you suggest I actually start digging in?
Let me check with my esteemed associate, Ben Herbert.
You're offering me the cream of the crop, man. This is A++ you're offering me here.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could. I mean, I think you could start. Now, obviously, you're working out. So we'll just continue that regimen. Then, working in.
Ramping up.
It's open.
Okay.
It's open. Exercising daily is not going to hurt you, you know. So I don't know if it's going to help you.
Pearl of wisdom there. Yes, it will not. It will not hurt me. It will only be better.
I know. You'll attack it. You'll attack it with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
It's the only way I know how.
Yeah.
And certainly, if you're offering me this, I accept. I'm in 100%.
Let's go.
Let us go. No, next April I'm going to kill it. Well, we'll start. Let's talk about your draft, sir. The 22nd overall pick in the draft, Omarion Hampton, you select him. Yeah. And what do you like about him? When did you first see him? When did you first say that could be a Charger or that should be a Charger, Jim?
So was tracking him, through the season when you turn on games, knew about him. But then before the combine, really started digging into every single position. You start mm-hmm. To rank the guys and. Immediately just fired up about him. The ability to be a four down back.
Yeah.
The way he can catch the ball out of the backfield, the way he pass protects, the way he, really kind of puts the team on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And then meeting him in person at the combine, and NFL ready back, all boxes checked and everybody you talk to throughout this young man's entire life, has nothing but glowing things to say. I mean, they'll roll up in their chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me tell you about Omarion Hampton. He's the best player I've ever coached. He's the kind of young man that I would want my daughter to marry.
Mm.
And it was that throughout. So mm-hmm. we were pretty darn shocked that he was there at 22. And we made the decision. And there were some teams calling to try to trade up.
Yeah, because I noticed that the clock was going down all the way down to the final seconds. And, word was the Eagles were trying to get up to go get Jahad Campbell with
you
guys.
And a few others. And we had, this is, you're going to listen to those calls.
Yeah.
But for this player, it's going to have to be something that blows us away. And there were some good deals where we said, this is our guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's press the button and pick him.
And so in terms of his size, there's a photograph that's out there of you shaking his hand. And I don't know if this is the angle or not or whatever, but he looks like a giant in this photograph. And you're not a small man. That's a real photograph, right?
That's a real photograph.
Oh my God.
I'm a little bit taller.
I know that.
But he's definitely,
he's swole.
Yeah. He's, and you know what? We're about to, here's the interesting thing. He's about 222, 24 pounds.
Yeah.
I bet if I got on a scale right now, I'd be 220.
Okay.
Maybe 222.
Okay.
Maybe 224.
Could be.
You
never know.
His 224 is chiseled out of granite.
A little different.
We saw this picture and it's just like my son, who you've met, Cooper, at the run last year.
Yeah.
He's the one who sent me this to begin with. And then Sean Mitchell, who's a diehard fan of Southern California sports, he sent us this last night. And each time I'm like, that doesn't look real. But this is a real photograph.
Real photograph. And okay. I can also tell you this, as a coach, you like to see your players you know, more physically
chiseled,
you know, or taller. It's like when I look up at Justin Herbert, I like looking up, you know, to Justin.
Yeah,
Herbert.
I mean, and again, I know you adore him, and I know, you know, he clearly was one of the many reasons why, you know, you took the job when you had already a great job to begin with, and you added some more weapons in this draft. Two wide receivers, obviously, you hit the defensive line in your draft. You took Oronde Gadsden's son. Did you ever play with him or against him or anything like that? Or that you'd never really crossed paths professionally?
We never played on the same team. Played, pretty sure I played against him.
I'm sorry, I figured too.
I think, or if
you,
I'm,
man, you
I
stick around. You stick around
a little
enough,
bit older, but
maybe so. But,
yeah, he's a. A dynamic type of guy. We got a spot for him, you know, that H tight end, pass catching tight end. But he'll block too, and I think we're going to help him with that quite a bit. But guys, for Justin to get the ball to, you know, I just woke up the other day and said, I got to get Justin Herbert to the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
must get Justin Herbert to the Hall of Fame.
You woke up and said that?
Yeah. It's just one of those things where you wake up and kind of like 3:34 in the morning.
Right.
And sometimes that's when your best ideas come.
Yeah, I know.
And,
yeah,
kinda, I'm with you. Yeah, you kind of process that, and that would mean winning a couple Super Bowls, and and there'd be a lot of people would benefit, you know, from that. So that's a worthy goal, and I think it's necessary that, you know, we get him. You know, surrounded with as many good football players to his level as possible.
Have you ever said those words to Justin Herbert? I'm going to get you to the Hall of Fame, or I want to do that.
That's no, I haven't. I was just, that was really, you're the first person I've said that
I'll
to.
I'll take it. Or the ceiling is the first entity you ever said it to, I imagine. 3 a.m, you're just saying.
Yeah, that was the first entity. Let's then speak it into existence. So.
Let's do it. I'm sure Justin would appreciate that sort of thing. Do you have what's
Justin's all about? All about the team. He is not into any kind of accolades for himself. So I mean, yeah, he would kick me in the shins if I said that to him. But that's the challenge that I'm attacking.
Mm-hmm. And so what's a film session between you and him together? Do you sit around and just watch game film? Is that the sort of stuff you do even now when you have an opportunity to have him in your camp, in your midst? Walk me through what that's like, you and him sitting around talking ball.
Jim. Well, I'm at a disadvantage intellectually to start with. The way his mind works, I mean, he would be one of those chess players that could think 8-10 moves ahead. And Shane Day is our quarterback coach. He does a phenomenal job. And so that's those film sessions are Shane, the other quarterbacks, and Justin. And it's it's great because everybody's contributing, and Justin's taking everything in and processing, and you know, every question is like, oh yeah, I didn't think of that, or that's the exact right question. You know, he wants to be great, but not in a way that it's for his self-promotion, but you know, for his teammates. So just nothing but respect at the highest level.
Jim Harbaugh here, head coach of the Los Angeles
Chargers. I wake up every day trying to be worthy to you know, be his coach and the rest of the guys on the team.
Well, clearly
their coach Derwin James, Khalil Mack. Yeah, that's the challenge every day. You know, get to their level and contribute.
Well, obviously it also starts with the line play too. I know you know that more than anybody else. You talk about them as skilled players.
Tip of the spear. The offensive line.
Yeah, you don't refer to nobody refers to offensive line as skilled players, Jim. Nobody does that sort of thing.
Let me ask you a question, Rich.
Yes, Jim.
What is the one position group in football that relies on no other position group for them to be successful, yet every other position group relies on this position group for their success?
There isn't one.
Offensive line.
That's right. That's it.
The offensive line.
There's no other position group.
And you know, that sometimes the think about it, the running backs, the quarterbacks,
the receivers.
Yeah. And sometimes you get the defensive line to say, "No, that's not. We don't rely on them. We don't. They don't impact how we play." I go, "Do you like having a 12 play drive? Do you like?" Yeah, you're right, coach.
Yeah. You like sitting by the Gatorade for a good 7 to 10 actual real life minutes?
You know, do you like a three and out every time you're back out there on the field?
Yeah. You know, you are right. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, that obviously having that working, and you got Najee Harris as well. Like, do you feel like you got the hammer? You got the lightning, you got the hammer.
The hammer right and now? The bolt.
Yeah, you got it all. Right.
Yeah. Our two tackles, Joe Alt, Rashawn Slater, really Bradley Bozeman, our captain, our center, Zion is back. Mekhi Becton's been added. Trey Pipkins, you know, that line is really, really starting to come together. Jamal Sawyer, it's going to be exciting to work with. We hit the field on Monday, and I just feel like we're in a better place. I feel like the draft, made us better, and that was the goal, to be more better. Is that grammatically correct?
More
is more, right?
More is more.
That's
we
been
heard
proven.
That more is more has
more
been
is
proven.
More.
That is. Oh my gosh! And in terms of Ladd McConkey,
yeah,
what he did last year, what's your level of expectation for what he can do in a year two in this offense, Jim? What's your level of expectation for him?
Pretty high. he's shown that and proven that. I'm not. I think I know, mm-hmm. but I mean, just with all the what's the level of expectation or what's going to happen, you kind of leave that up to the palm readers. But I know what Ladd had, and he developed an incredible rapport with Justin this past season. Had a tremendous season. I'm just excited for our team. Pretty much every guy on it. It's going to be. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Well, I'm looking forward
to it. I think it'll be tough to beat.
Well, you've got, you have to say it's the toughest division in football. You could argue, the AFC North is usually, your brother's division is usually thrown out there in that conversation.
Yeah.
The NFC North is thrown out there in that conversation. But three playoff teams came from the West, and you'd have to figure, the Raiders are going to be better. I mean,
An old colleague
of yours is coming back, and Pete Carroll, so
yeah, they're all going to be better. They're all going to be really good. It's so competitive with the players on the field. The coaches, it's never been better. I mean, every single coach I look at on every single team is great at what they do. I'll borrow the Cheers line. I mean, it's dog eat dog. And I feel like I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I didn't expect that Cheers line coming my way here. It's that's the AFC West.
It's truth. It's the best group of coaches that it could possibly be. So, waking up every day, attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, Rich.
Mankind, I love it. What are you doing with InVivid, Jim? What's InVivid about?
Yeah,
what do you got?
InVivid is an option for COVID-19, which is, it's not a seasonal virus. And summer's coming, big surge, people want to get together, want to be together, travel, etc. And there's some things you can do about it that don't involve vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So check with your doctor, go to expandtheroptions.com,
mm-hmm.
especially for those that have cancer or are immunocompromised.
Or organ transplants, a vaccine might be dangerous in that respect.
Yes.
Okay. So expandtheroptions.com for InVivid to get prevention options for COVID-19. Before I let you go, I gotta ask, man. Colston Loveland was the first tight end taken in the NFL draft this year, right? And there's a lot of bear. I'm serious. Listen, Tyler Warren is a very talented kid, and yeah. Penn State fans have seen that firsthand. I'm getting a lot of Bears fans going, did, because they ask me, they come to me as the Michigan guy.
Yeah.
They're like, did we take the right guy in Colston Loveland? And I know, again, you know, you weren't drafting that high, but you're smiling. The Bears taking Colston Loveland. What can you tell Bears fans about this kid?
Yeah, man, I'm not going to compare him. Tyler Warren's a great player. Colston's a great player, but they are going to absolutely love Colston Loveland. And as much as I would love to, you know, seen him on the Chargers, mm-hmm. because it's like, you know, there's 256 players drafted. You know, we have at 9 picks. The odds are every single one of these guys is going to be playing against us, you know?
Yeah.
So, but we got our 9. We love him.
I'm sure.
And,
but I just wanted to ask you about this kid.
Colston Loveland. He's just,
did you meet him in his home or his home? But did you meet him, you know, in his home state? When did you first?
Yeah. Well, I first met him, in Gooding, Idaho, when I went there for a recruiting visit. And yeah, we met at school, and then mm-hmm. Went to his grandparents' house. He showed me around town.
How many Idaho visits did you make in your Michigan tenure? Is that the only one? I'd imagine, right? Not too many Idaho visits you're making.
I think it was in Pocatello one other time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. But this. So yeah, you meet
Taysom
this
Hill.
From...
That was a Taysom Hill. That was a Taysom Hill basketball game. But I was actually coaching at Stanford at the time.
Sure.
But, yeah, and it's cool. You know, I went from Michigan to the Chicago Bears,
right.
You know, right out of college. And I know that, you know, Colston's going to have that experience with that great organization. And Chicago, the Bears, smart. That was mm-hmm. that was a really, really smart, good pick.
Yeah, and so what do you tell Browns fans about Mason Graham? A lot of Browns fans are... I'll be straight up. They saw Travis Hunter in their eyes, and the Bears, you know, and the Browns were, we'll move down, we'll get some capital, whatever. But Mason Graham's another guy that clearly makes you smile right here. So what can you tell Browns fans about the guy that they just got?
Yeah, well, Mason and Kenneth Grant both.
Right, as well.
Both
for
gifts,
the Dolphins. Yep.
Both gifts from the football gods. Mason's truly a three-down player. You know, he can stop the run, and he'll give pass rush on third down. He doesn't have to come out. He's exceptional. Kenneth Grant, it's like a beloved son. Those were two great picks by those two teams. Great players are going to be great pros, and they're going to have very long good careers.
And you play the Vikings next year.
Yeah.
So looks like you're going to see J.J. McCarthy.
Yes, we are.
You know, knock on wood for him as a starting quarterback there.
God willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be there for that.
No, I'm sure you will, Jim. You know. But, I mean, he's just one of my favorite kids that I've gotten to meet. I mean, what a group you guys had at Team 144, man. Like, just a great.
Another beloved son, J.J. And it's, you know, that's one, yeah. I mean, you know, it's nostalgic now, but I know once I'm just envisioning playing when he's a tremendous competitor, and it's great. You get a little nostalgic about it, and you know, I'm just so happy for each and every one of the guys, and those you're talking about long and trusting friendships, you know. So Vikings fans are going to be very happy as well.
I think so too.
McCarthy.
I think so too. I mean, you know what? Hey, listen, fans get a little nervous when, you know, change is made, or, you know, they go to a young kid in a very important spot. But yeah. I just love his mindfulness. I just love the way he talks. He talks like a 40-year-old. He doesn't talk like a 21-year-old. He talks about mindfulness. He talks about being in his own head and making sure that
great parents, Jim and Megan McCarthy.
Right.
You know, they've poured all that into him, and you know, people get worried. You know, that's the nature of the business. This is, like I said before, I mean, the predictions, what's going to happen is for the palm readers, you know, for J.J. McCarthy, Colston Loveland, all of us. I mean, this is about each day, attacking each day, mm-hmm. you know, see if we can't make today better than yesterday, see if we can't make tomorrow better than today, and have at it. And then the games will come, and that's now that's the magic.
We'll see how it goes.
Real time, real things happening, crowd right there. That's the kind of stuff that we live for.
So before I let you go, Jim, one last story time, if you wouldn't mind indulging, because you mentioned, you know, hey, I was a Michigan guy that went to Chicago back in the day. Did Bo get you ready for Ditka? Did he get you ready? Like your years with the Schembechler Crucible get you ready for whatever Mike Ditka sent your way when you were in Chicago, Jim?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Coach Schembechler, I mean, you know this, I feel it's like he's like another father to me. My father, Jack Harbaugh, Bo Schembechler, mm-hmm. Mike Ditka, they're all there on that, my Mount Rushmore of favorite coaches I've ever had.
But what happened with you and Ditka? Because the general sense now, if we're looking back on it, is that there was a lot of gear grinding between the two of you when you first got to Chicago. Was that the case or
gear
not
grinding?
Really?
No.
Not at all.
No, I mean, from the absolute beginning, like this coach, he's Iron Mike. He's the kind of guy that I would have hoped that I could have been friends with, you know, been on the same team with when he was playing. So I always had a coach, you know, that he knew the look, you know, looking into a face mask, mm-hmm. but he also knew the look looking out of a face mask. Always nothing but respect for Coach Ditka, and always wanted to just make him proud of me, you know? We had the one sideline, you know, it's where I threw an interception with a 20 point lead, and he got after me. That was about the same as Bo Wood, you know, when I was at Michigan. And you know, sometimes you need that as a player. That's all good. I've understood that, but you cannot. I don't think there's anybody that can question Mike Ditka's passion, mm-hmm. His knowledge of the game. I mean, he is one of the greatest coaches in the history of the National Football League. It was a tremendous honor for me to play for him.
So, I know you don't really get too deep into process-oriented or talking about your process, but you just mentioned how Ditka knew what it looks like to look in the face yeah. mask, but also look out of it. That describes you. I mean, is that something you picked up from Ditka and that you're able, that you consciously bring, or is it just part of your DNA and when you bring it every day to the Chargers?
There's no doubt. I mean, I had the knowledge of looking out of the face mask, yeah. you know, then once I was done playing, I had to learn how to, be a coach, you know, how to teach. And for that, I did. I leaned on my father. Jack Harbaugh, my brother John, mm-hmm. And all the lessons, the coaching lessons that I had as a player. Even when I was playing, I was taking notes and thoughts of, you know, what would I do if I was coaching when I'm going to coach. So Mike Ditka, Bo Schembechler, Lindy Infante.
No,
I mean, I was blessed to be able to play for some of the greatest coaches in the history of the game. And I was paying attention, Rich.
Clearly, taking yeah. notes.
I was listening.
Look at you and putting it into practice.
I was listening. I was watching. And then I would try to emulate. I would, and then I wanted to go make them proud. And there's others, even those I didn't, you know, play for. I've read a lot about Vince Lombardi. Watched all the Vince Lombardi documentaries. Bear Bryant, Woody Hayes. I'm a huge, he's been a long time idol of mine in coaching.
Well, Bo was on his staff.
They
you
were
know, all of these, you know, this back and forth well, between us and or
they
pardon
were
me,
great
the
friends.
School up north, as we're referred to,
they
you
were,
know,
they were great friends, Rich.
The 10-year war,
as my grandma Marie Harbaugh would say, they are two peas in a pod.
Hey, man. And it's great to have you here, sir. It's always great to see you. Send my best to your whole family.
You're coming.
Thank you enough. I'm in. You offered me Ben Herbert and the Chargers world to get ready for to get trained. I'm in.
Lock me in. Just come over.
I'll come in.
Just
ring the doorbell.
Yeah, and we'll get into it. It'll be like a plane going down the runway. Just
slowly taking off.
Build up. and then we are gonna.
Sky's the limit.
That day. Let's go for the record next year.
It's fine. That
would be. Susie's already chimed in.
Oh, did she? Susie's on board.
She was texting us.
She was like, yes, and yes.
She wants us to make sure that you actually go. Yeah. So we're willing to work out too with you if that kind of.
I said, if that's what it takes to get me to the gym, I'll go.
Did you just hear? We'll do an attendance report card. We'll put it on the Excel file. We'll have it on the TVs. Every day that you come, we will put a bolt like we do for the players. Okay. There'll be a nice lightning bolt under your name. And when you don't come, there'll be a red X.
Red L. Okay, I don't want any red X's.
Definitely.
Can't have it. Jim Harbaugh. Hey. Again, everyone go to expandtheiroptions.com and check out what Invivid is up to. And great to see you, Matt.
Thank you. Great to see you, too.
Jim Harbaugh, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union, it's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. If you're like me, and I bet you are, there's a kid in your household, for me it's my daughter, that's always screaming, "Dad, there's a bug. Dad, is that a bug? If there is, get rid of that bug. Dad, that bug is still here. Dad." Happens all the time. Guess what? Not anymore. Thanks to Pesty. Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control. Same products the pros use at a quarter of the cost. The kit they make, it's so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Again, Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control. Take care of those kids and those bugs. And it's kid-friendly and pet-friendly. It's awesome. Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. If the bugs don't go away, they'll give you a full refund. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/Eisen for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/EISEN for an extra 10% off. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Mr. Eisen?
Moment,
please.
Yeah, coach. Yeah, look, the Michigan diploma,
Remember 1986, first walking on the diag? You were the quarterback. I just loved
two great universities, Michigan, Northwestern. Impressive track record.
Yeah, it's my journalistic degree, which, you know, I need every single day with the job that I do, you know.
I'd expect nothing less than from an Eisen.
Thank you.
Michigan, Northwestern, Michigan.
Oh,
Michigan.
Yeah, I don't even know what
you were thinking there.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Or?
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
Good?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks.
Better.
That's why you're the coach.
What were you thinking? Don't know what you were thinking.
Yeah, that was the cold open from Jim Harbaugh's last appearance. Right now, he's on camera. You could probably see it if you take Brockman's camera right now. Jim is signing the Rose Bowl seats that we have, and any single human being that has played in the Rose Bowl that has appeared on this program,
I heard him say something about signing it near the number four.
Yeah, he's going right to the number four seat.
Why not? That's it. Number four seat. Fantastic. Thanks for coming, Jim Harbaugh, everybody.
Thanks, Jim.
There he goes.
The best.
He signed a Rose Bowl seat right by number four. And if you could see, I don't know if you probably can't see it right there, but you could, thanks, RJ, just zoom in there. Josh Rosen put his number three on the other seat when he was here. And the number of people that have signed those chairs, right? Who else has signed those chairs?
It's a lot. So
many.
So Jim is right next to Ryan Leaf's signature.
Joel McHale. You could see Joel McHale's next to the. Yeah. You see the number three. Can you pan to your left, RJ?
Joel McHale wrote "didn't play" because he was.
That's Josh Rosen's number, and he wrote the number three where the actual number three probably was in the old seats. Thanks to Dean Brosino,
Deshaun Foster, Troy Aikman, Jordan Addison. Seats. So many. Yeah.
We're lucky. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. How great was that?
Awesome.
Jim Harbaugh. Woke up.
Yeah.
By the way, I have, you can ask Susie. I'm sometimes up at 3 a.m. I'll come in and I'm like, I had this great idea. It was 3 a.m.
Yeah, you'll
be. And I'll be, and then my mind starts churning, man.
Mm-hmm.
The
grind never stops.
So the grind does never stop.
And also, we're going to start doing 6 a.m. workouts with the Chargers.
Yeah. Man. First of all, how can I say no to working out with Ben Herbert of the Los Angeles Chargers?
You can't.
With all the ultimate of respect to everybody that Jim took when he came out here for the job. And Jesse Minter being the defensive coordinator. We kind of expected that one. We, meaning the Michigan fans, and we all know. When he took Ben Herbert with him, the strength coach, that was the one where we're like, damn it.
I remember that being you talked about
he
that.
Is, yeah. He's a platinum standard guy. And Jim was telling off camera that this is not one of those workouts that just wash off you in the shower.
He also said it's not one to make you puke.
Because I said he's going to make me vomit. He goes, that's not what we're here for.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. All right.
Eisen Palooza.
That's it. Let's go to the phone lines. Kirk in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on there. What's up, Kirk?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks
I really
making.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
I just feel compelled in light of the prank call at the draft, considering how you have pointed out numerous times, going back at least as far as Xavier Worthy's time on the show, his interview, his draft experience with the dropped call, your comments, even as late as this Monday with the NFL needing to know that a draftee is a quote-unquote sentient being.
That's correct.
Rich,
that is right. That's
Rich,
why they make these calls.
Been right under our noses all this time.
What is it?
It's on your Mount Rushmore. It's in your all-time top five.
What is?
In the immortal words of Otter, I put it to you, Rich Eisen, Mike Del Tufo is an award-winning Renaissance man, a true visionary, and with a couple of tweaks, the Just in Case app is the truth, and we can all handle the truth, Rich Eisen.
So you're saying, okay, hold on.
Drop for that.
Here's what Kirk is doing from what I'm just gathering here.
Kirk is a long time listener of the show.
We're saying the best way to to fix the pranks is to FaceTime. Right.
Right.
Tara Henderson Sneed's the one who mentioned
visual
it for the first time.
Confirmation.
And we saw that the Browns actually put it into play when they did draft Shedeur Sanders. They FaceTimed him to make sure that he understood this was not a prank. And Les Sneed, the worst half of the Sneed household, agreed that Kara was workshopping it on him. It's a great idea. But what, Kirk, you're doing is you're taking it from the other side, saying you don't need to make these calls at all. Because the reason why these calls are made, and it's real, and I've been told, and who confirmed it? Chris Ballard confirmed it, right? Didn't who else? The other general managers that we've had on this week.
We had Howie on this week. Jason Light,
Howie confirmed it. The reason why these calls are made is to make sure the player is a sentient human being, like he's alive.
Essentially alive,
I've
doing
been told
well.
that he's not had suffered irreparable harm between waking up and the phone call.
Yeah, didn't slip and fall, roll an ankle.
And so you're saying, Kirk, just now we can make sure that they're okay using Mike Del Tufo's highly rejected app by Mr. Wonderful years ago.
To see Mr. Del Tufo, if I might say it's Mr. Del Tufo, to see him
excoriated
by the high-ranking Shark Tank member, it was just so sad. For someone, he's award-winning. Okay. This is Mike Del Tufo.
My bad. You're right, Mark. You're right. Kirk in Las Vegas, everybody.
Kirk is saying put some respect,
on his name.
Del Tufo has what, like 8 Emmys or something?
You know, there's a drop I don't get to use often. Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Okay, what is it? Del Tufo was right. What's that labeled?
Del Tufo was right.
Oh, okay.
So, he was
then he would appropriately label something, and it's about him. Right. Okay.
Del Tufo was right.
All right.
This guy.
All right. Let's take a break. Pete McCarthy has a sports update, and we come back. We got What's More Likely.
Hey.
And then I've got an amazing story to tell everybody, top of hour three. Don't go anywhere. Okay, this is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters May 23rd, and I'm counting down the days. This is it, the biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back, pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge-of-your-seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater, May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Mike Del Tufo is standing at a microphone that's about, I'd say, 20 feet away.
Yep.
Looking right at Mr. Wonderful of Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. Go for it, Mike Del Tufo.
What happens if, like, something happens to me and 2,500 miles away, my family's there and they don't know? I could be sitting in the apartment alone, dead for days. So I came up with an idea for an app called Just In Case that would be basically you download it and you could check in with this app. And other people could see that, A, you're alive still. You could basically be tracked with it. And in theory, basically it would keep you, you know, people knowing what's happening to you.
Just to get the whole story before I completely eviscerate you.
Go ahead.
How would you make money doing this?
You do a subscription per month.
People are going to pay per month.
99 cents per month. Very cheap. $12 a year.
Okay, so here's a scenario.
Yep.
Like you're in your apartment. You die. Don't you think the neighbors are going to smell your rotting corpse?
Oh, no. There was actually a person in Santa Monica that sat for 8 days, two buildings down from me, before people knew that that person was dead.
That's the worst idea. Not only does this have zero merit, I mean, the chance that people actually want to contemplate their mortality and pay 99 cents a month doing it is crazy. Think about it. If your mom calls you for 2 days and doesn't get an answer, she's probably going to call the super and say, go check on his corpse. Like, think about it. They don't need 99 cents a month for that.
But in theory, wouldn't you want, if it's something that you don't have to do,
Mike,
other people can check in?
When you're dead, you're dead. Like, who cares?
But just in case.
No, I won't care. There'll be a new guy.
How does the app know you're dead?
The app doesn't know you're dead.
You have to tell it you're not dead.
The app would tell you that you're not checking in. Every time you unlock your phone, it would ping, and you put people on a list that know that if, like, your mother's in Florida, she could be sitting in the house. You know that at least she's checked in on her phone. If you're their kid, you don't have to talk to them on the phone. You don't have to call them. And if it's a kid, you know the kid.
Well, if you think you're, if you're worried your mother's dead, why don't you call her?
Well, let's say. Call your mother, Mike. Call your mother.
But let's just assume that you're not going to call. People don't call their mother and father. Live 2,500 miles away.
Mom,
every day.
I just want to make sure you're not dead. Like, are you kidding? You should call your mother every day.
No. I'm talking about, like, all day. You don't know.
Oh, you want to know the exact moment your mother
you
dies.
You can check in. You know that they've actually. Exactly.
Thank you, Mike.
So she logs on and says, I'm dying.
Oh, man.
Like, you know, Mike, horrifically bad. Really bad. Really bad.
I tried.
Oh, my God. I'm wondering, what's your favorite moment from that?
From that particular thing?
Like, I want to get all the particulars before I completely eviscerate you is up there.
That was really good. Del Tufo just coming right off the bat being like, so I was home alone on the couch with all my friends.
Right, there's that.
Immediately.
There's also the moment where he's like, where he says, oh, so you want to know the exact moment your mother's dead.
I like that one.
There's also, but he's
just call your mother.
No, but he's not wrong. He's like, why? Like, forget it. No one wants to contemplate their mortality and pay for it.
Yeah, how would you make money?
Like, how would you make money off of it?
Easily, we can come up with the top 10.
Look how happy
one line
Jay Felly is right now.
Well, first off, that's the first time I ever sat here because he was standing there. So I was trying to figure that out.
Oh, wow, that's right.
But also, he read it to me beforehand. A lot of that changed on the fly.
Love that backstory. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Aura Frames in time for Mother's Day. It's a perfect Mother's Day gift. It's so completely unique. And it's not like, you know what, those chocolates you picked up last minute at the pharmacy, flowers from a website. Your mom wants to hear from you and feel like she's still an important part of your life. So why not send her pictures from your everyday life in real time, right off of your phone? Send them to your Aura Frame. The technology is so easy to use. It's so awesome. And you'll have the memories every day. So next time you need to call your mom, call her. But you can also send her a pic of you two right from your phone. Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. For a limited time, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com or to get $35 off plus free shipping on their best-selling Carver mat frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Promo code RICH. Support the station by mentioning it's at checkout as well. Terms and conditions apply. Okay. It's a What's More Likely Friday, so let's do What's More Likely. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, what do we got over there, everybody?
Hey, everybody. Everybody good? How's everybody doing? Happy Friday.
Yeah, what up?
Harbaugh was here. That was really cool. Yeah, Jim with What's More Likely. He'd really have fun with that.
That would have been fun, yeah. So what's on your mind?
Guys, the more likely, both these teams did awesome in the draft, by the way. So more likely second-year quarterback to win more games this year, Caleb Williams, Drake May.
I'll go Caleb Williams. They got a better team.
Harder division.
I'll go Caleb Williams. They have a better team. They got more weapons. They had more wins last year. They got a different coach, and that's where I'll go.
All could be said for the Patriots, but that's fine. Moving on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How could? All right, I'll bite.
What, the all Patriots, of that, put away everything you just said, could be said about.
Okay,
okay. They're a better team this year than they are last year on paper. Right now, they have a new coach and they have a lot more weapons than they did last year.
What paper is that?
On paper.
On paper. 8.5 by 11. Legal?
Yeah, I think 8.5 by 11 is good. Yeah, legal. Maybe yellow? Legal, maybe a little longer. Okay. Is it yellow? Could be yellow, depending on what your mood is that day.
I'm sorry I didn't give you what you want.
It's fine.
Okay. Doesn't sound fine.
I'm great.
We're going to continue. We're going to keep going on in this clipped fashion.
More likely off-season quarterback competition you're most intrigued by.
Moving on.
Colts or Browns?
Colts
or Browns? Most intriguing off-season. Oh, please.
It's easy.
There's only one where it's involving four people, including two highly known rookies, including one whose draft stock dropping was this talk of America for 90 hours and still is.
Only one includes a quarterback that played in the national championship last year and a veteran that's been kicked around in the butt of a lot of jokes.
Oh, you're throwing Riley Leonard in the mix. I don't think he's in competition for the top job.
He played in the national championship last year. Okay. Why wouldn't he be?
All right. Fine. I disagree. I'll take the Browns.
Hmm.
Are you serious? I know we discussed the Colts yesterday.
One of these teams has a chance to actually win the division, and it's not the Browns.
No, and the Colts is involving a former top five overall draft choice. There isn't one on the screen there.
True.
For the Browns. And Daniel Jones, a New York top, once upon a time, sixth overall selection in his new spot. I'm not saying the Colts are not intriguing. But the Browns, I think, take that cake.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What are we doing?
What else?
They would be a fun Hard Knocks, too, I think.
The Browns?
Oh. The Colts.
Oh.
Browns are not eligible. They would have to volunteer.
Right.
Well, you know, rules are meant to be broken, Chris.
More likely second-year wide receiver to have more yards and touchdowns, Malik Nabers or Brian Thomas Jr.?
Okay. Oh, I'll go Brian Thomas Jr. Who's the other guy catching passes for the Giants?
Good question.
Is it Travis Hunter?
It's not.
Okay. Who's the quarterback of the New York Giants?
Well, apparently I think it's Russell Wilson.
I think so.
On May 2nd?
I'll take Trevor Lawrence in a new situation with Liam Cohen. I'll take Brian Thomas Jr.
Is this last chance saloon for Trevor Lawrence?
And it's, by the way, not just any second-year wide receiver. It's a second-year wide receiver from Louisiana State University. Teammates. Yeah. Did you just realize that? You just walked into that?
I did.
Okay. Well, what's more likely? Chris meant to do it or didn't know about it?
No, this spot because I saw this great clip yesterday of Malik Nabers.
It's a great mix here. Yeah. But okay. But I'll go the Jaguar. What else, Chris?
Last chance for Trevor Lawrence? Last chance saloon for Lawrence?
Like what do you mean last chance? The guy's got a $55 million deal that runs for many more years and is
You think he's going to the UFL after this?
Last chance. Yeah, right.
I mean, nobody really thinks he's any good. I'm just saying, last chance
when
to really show
nobody.
Us that he's worthy of being the number one overall pick.
There's a lot of pushback going on right now. You see it?
Here's the thing. I was super aggressive the other day. You're super aggressive today as well.
No.
And it started right off the bat with TJ.
No, I didn't.
He knew I'd be against him, but then he wrote me in, and now I got to be like, yeah, I mean, he's right. I ain't doing nothing. I just mind my own business.
What else, Chris?
Is it more likely that Travis Hunter wins offensive or defensive rookie of the year?
Great question. I will go. Wow.
Can I answer?
Sure.
Neither.
Again,
that's not a choice.
Not one of the choices.
Great photo.
I had a reason for it.
Of the two of them guarding each other. I'll go defensive rookie of the year. That's what I'll do. Supposedly, that's where he's going to get a ton of his time. Supposed to, because that's where you're supposed to major. You can't minor on defense. You got to major on defense. Yeah, I mean, you got to learn that playbook because Travis Hunter just doesn't have the God-given ability to do both in the NFL.
Well, I mean, come on.
I can't wait for the answer to be both to this question.
He's going to split time. He's not going to be able
both.
To amass
I can't
enough
wait for him to do
stats
both.
On the offensive side if he's playing defense.
I can't
right?
wait for it to be both. Chris, what's
going on? Right, let's cross over a little bit. More likely to have the higher percentage at the end of May. Judge's batting average or Steph Curry's playoff three-point percentage. Right now, Judge is at 427. Curry is 39.6.
I'll go Curry. I mean, it just law of averages, if you will, is that you won't be hitting 400 by the end of May.
Yeah.
But what Judge is doing right now is spectacular. And we are assuming that Steph's going to play deep into May.
I am. I'm assuming that they win.
I got you.
They win tonight. So
okay, that's what's more likely here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hour number. Wait till you hear the story I'm about to tell on the other side about something Susie and I experienced yesterday. It's amazing.
You think we need one more?
Oh, wait a minute.
All right, we'll get one more.
We need another drop. What? We've got to get what? Cooper saying, "I did not know. I did. I had no idea there was one more."
Right
on top of it. We'll do it. It's too good. What's your one more?
There's actually two more. More likely team of Giannis Antetokounmpo for 2025-2026, Bucks or the Field?
I'll take the Field.
Wow, no hesitation.
I'll take the Field.
It's real in the Field.
Wow. That's some kind of, I mean, he would have to ask for a trade, demand a trade.
Well, that's, by the
they
way,
would have to acquiesce.
Excuse me. In the NFL, you demand a trade. In the NBA, you ask for one. In the NFL, let me repeat that. You ask for a trade in the NFL, the answer is no. You demand a trade in the NFL, the answer is, well, let me look at your stats. How much money do you owe? How much money do I owe you? How much money this, that, the other thing? In the NBA, the answer is, I guess that's what we got to do now. Giannis just twitches in that direction and it happens. So you and I both know it. What else, Chris?
Last one. More likely Mets star to finish higher in the NL MVP voting, Juan Soto or Pete Alonso?
Oh, I'll take Pete Alonso.
I don't think
you can see that Soto's chafing under the pressure.
Stop it.
What do you mean? Stop what?
Chafing. He said two home runs yesterday, Joe.
I know. And how many home runs has he hit in Citi Field?
Two.
That's it. Both of them in one game. It'll be great. Let's keep it going. That's great.
Man.
No, yeah,
your,
man.
Your bitterness is just...
Huh?
I don't care who finishes higher, as long as we keep getting them
what
dubs.
Bitterness.
Son.
No, it's Pete Alonso. But you know what? I know the
go
reason
ahead,
why.
So,
I know the reason why it's Soto has struggled is because he doesn't have the best hitter in baseball hitting behind him. Just ask Soto, he'll tell you.
You know, things get lost in translation
sometimes really?
When English is a second language.
In translation.
I don't know who translated
because
what
I'll
he
tell
said.
You what, I'll tell you what, it was on a piece of paper.
Ah.
Man, Pete's hitting 342.
Yeah. I know, but you know what? He's not hitting 432.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
That's what the best hitter in baseball does. You know, and Soto sees less strikes now because of somebody who's hitting only 340 behind him. Imagine what it'd be like if he had somebody hitting 400 behind him.
Yeah, we'd have,
you know who imagines,
we'd have 30 wins right now.
Do you know who imagines what it would be like? Juan Soto. Because he can't quit it.
Man, we are the best team in baseball.
All rise.
Damn straight.
Baseball.
We run New Mets, the favorite team of George Santos and Hawk Tua.
Yo, man, chill.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. The Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.